The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780 ESPN. Your number 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not a no, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And actually, no calls this hour because we're going to go through all the NFL lines. So if you've been asking, what do you think about this game? We're going to go through them all here in a few minutes. Almost. But, we'll have R.J. Bell at 5:30, as always, and we have a pretty good gym of the day at 5:45. Then at 6 o'clock, we'll get back into your phone calls. So if you're wanting to get in, we'll see you at 6. Jason asks, what are your thoughts on Kentucky plus 6? You think he's trolling us?
Probably.
Because that was the whole last segment almost. So you can get that on podcastarena.com.
Hey, what's been going on? Have you guys seen this thing? Like, it's some kind of hashtag thing for the baseball stuff where it's like office hashtag love, and it has that dude, like a guy in a Cubs jersey with like this really, really gigantic lady. Have you guys seen that?
No, I haven't seen that.
Is it trending? I don't see it in the trending.
It's every baseball game. There's like, use one of these hashtags, and there's three choices. And the third choice is hashtag love. And it has this tiny little Cubs fan with like, it looks like Brienne from Game of Thrones.
Really?
Yeah, in a wedding dress.
Yeah, I have stayed away from all the World Series stuff.
Maybe that's a sensitive subject to talk about, gigantic women, like Amazon women.
No, not really. I mean, some of them I'm for in the right circumstance. I haven't paid any attention to World Series stuff on social media because I'm so sick of... You know, I'm tired of hearing about 71 years. It's no kidding. Yeah. Here's what's trending. Anthony Weiner. Wilmer Cabrera.
Who's Wilmer Cabrera?
I have no idea. Hashtag National Chocolate Day.
I know Wilmer Valderrama. Oh, Wilmer Cabrera is the new coach of the Dynamo.
Oh, okay. Well, he's trending.
Yeah, get with your sports knowledge, bro.
Yeah, because I follow the Dynamo so closely.
All I know is there's a bunch of Dynamo heads who are pissed off about this hiring. I don't
really.
I mean,
it's not like they can suck any more than they have the last three years. So
I haven't gone into why they're pissed off about it, but yeah, there's people who are pissed off about it.
I will have to ask Glenn Davis next time I see him. And then James Comey has a bunch of tweets.
Comey,
C-O-M-E. So C-O-M-E-Y.
Oh, that's the FBI director.
Yeah. Art Briles.
He's a supporter of rape.
Hashtag Hillary's emails.
She deleted emails.
Hashtag haunted pickup lines and O'Hare.
O'Hare as in the airport?
I guess it's the airport.
There was I think a couple people got, like eight people got hurt. There was something wrong with a plane.
I briefly saw
that story.
Well, what the hell's going on? There was a plane that had the vice presidential candidate that slid off the runway at LaGuardia last night.
Hey, how good are your contacts at the Chronicle these days?
I've still got a few.
You have a buddy like higher up?
No, most of the people that were higher up,
they've all been fired.
They've either been,
because they were all huge salaries and got laid off.
Yeah, for the most part, they went somewhere else, like I did. I mean, it's I know a couple.
So you know what I want?
By the way, the O'Hare plane, it caught on fire.
Ooh,
oh, well, is it like a Samsung phone?
I don't know exactly what happened, but it caught on fire on the runway, ground stop. And it was a Boeing 767 flight 383 at American Air. Nobody died. There were a couple people hurt. But
if my plane catches on fire, I always hope it catches on fire while on the ground.
Yeah, that's the place you want that to happen.
If your plane catches on fire mid-flight, bad news.
Yeah.
And you on the ground, that's a solvable problem.
And if I'm way back where somebody's reclining on me, I want the fire in first class.
Right. It's not ideal
for
your plane to catch on fire on the runway, but greater than mid-flight.
Okay.
Back to the Chronicle thing.
Yeah.
So you know how they're tearing down that building. We've discussed that.
Yeah.
You know, on the side of the building, they had that Houston Chronicle, and then they had the yellow star.
Yeah.
Well, that wall is like about to come down, and they've taken the star off. They bashed through the wall and knocked out one of the O's and the U in Houston. Or no, maybe it was the U and then the last O in Houston. So it's like Host Chronicle.
Yeah.
I want one of those H's. I want to hang one of those H's in my garage. Do you think that you know someone who can get me one of those H's? Because they're clearly just trashing them.
Yeah. I could sneak down there in the middle of the night and just steal it.
I mean, I don't want you to go to jail over this.
Well, I would not myself. I would hire a homeless guy to do it.
Oh, well.
And that way, if
he'd have to be it'd have to be like a Spider-Man skilled homeless guy.
Well, there's some of those down there. Trust me.
Okay. I want to get one of them.
I'm sure that there's someone important at the Chronicle listening who can.
They don't listen to the show, you think? Important people? Some of them do. Like the suits?
Well, I don't even know how many suits they have left. That's the problem. They got a whole new group in there at the top. You should.
Should I text Jerome?
Text Jerome. Jerome knows everybody. Jerome, okay. Jerome will get you your H.
He's an N. He's got the N.
Yeah, he's a god there. He's one of the few left. So that's your guy. All right, let's go through the NFL games. And I have to say right off the bat, every single one of these lines is almost exactly where it should be. Every single one of these totals is almost exactly where it should be.
I'm not finding a lot of value in college football this weekend. I'm not finding a lot of value in the NFL. There's about three games that I like. One of them happened last night already. So I'm pretty limited on what I actually feel good about giving to the people.
And Redskins-Bengals, I have absolutely zero opinion on. But again, I know a lot of people have to pick against the spread, so if you made me do it, I'd probably take the Bengals, but that number 3 is exactly where it should be.
I would like the Bengals if I had to play this game, but I'm glad I don't.
Packers-Falcons, Packers +3 at Atlanta.
This is one of the ones I like. I like the Falcons -3.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel really good about the Falcons. I feel like Dan Quinn, after what he did last week, it basically cost his team a game. I think that he's going to come out and he's got something to prove. They're at home. And the Packers just haven't been good.
The Packers have not been good. I just don't know if the Falcons. I'm scared off from last year. I'd be with you if you made me play it. I'd take the Falcons, but I'm not actually playing it.
All right.
Your Detroit Lions +2.5 at Houston.
I don't like it at 2.5.
I don't
but
either.
I have it at 3 already.
3, I would like the Lions,
so
for sure.
I already have Lions at 3. It's a no play for me at 2.5, but I would like the Lions.
Yeah, same here. Seahawks -2.5 at New Orleans. I'm going to keep an eye on this line, because if I can get 3 on the Saints at home, I'm taking it. I think the Seahawks are coming off a really tough, tough Sunday night game where they played an extra quarter.
And their defense was on the field for like almost 48 minutes.
Yeah, and the other thing that worries me is like Richard Sherman, they almost took to the hospital after the game because he was so exhausted. I got to think that they're not going to be 100%. And I think the Saints can score some points. And I don't know that the Seahawks can right now. I think offensively they're really challenged. So,
although I think anybody can score against this.
Theoretically,
Saints team,
so. Yeah. I think this is where Russell Wilson would get well. But this may be a play for me. I'm going to keep an eye on that number until Sunday, but Saints +2.5.
If I were playing it, I'd be on the Saints with you.
Bills +6.5 at home against the Patriots.
Give me the Pats.
Yeah, I think so too.
Bill Belichick does not get swept by division opponents, and the Bills aren't that good. I think if LeSean McCoy plays, it's going to be very, very limited. I just see them kind of getting wrecked this week.
Before the season, would you have thought the Jets would have only been 3-point favorites against the Browns?
Would you have thought that I would take Browns +3 here? Because that's what I'm going
to
do.
I am probably with you on that. McCown's supposed to be back, mm-hmm. which will be very helpful. The Jets are a mess right now. I'm with you. I like the Browns plus three. I'm not sure I'm actually playing it, but it's...
Browns may be a money line play this week.
Ooh, plus 125, I'm
may
seeing.
Be a money line play.
This is the game that confused me the most.
This is a tough... I'm guessing you're about to get to...
Raiders are now minus one at Tampa. And to me, the Raiders are significantly better than the Buccaneers. And you know how we always talk about the West Coast to East Coast. Well, the Raiders have done fine with that this year. They stayed for an extra week, though, and we talked about this a little bit off air. I'm not sure that that's a positive.
Yeah, is it good or bad? I mean, it's nice that you're adjusted, but and you don't have to fly again, but now you've been away from home for a week.
Yeah, your routine changes from what you usually do in a road game, and I can't do it. I think if you have to pick a side, I would take the Raiders because I think they're the better team, but this just feels like an absolute sucker play to me. It's like Vegas is trying to sucker me into betting the Raiders.
I'm with you.
So, and the Raiders.
Yeah, it's very difficult. That I mean, if this game were in Oakland, I would probably say Oakland minus six.
Yeah, six and a half, somewhere in there.
I mean, it's very strange. This is it's a number that's hard to call because I'm with you. I think the Raiders are just significantly better than this Bucs team, but. That not going home and staying in Florida for a week is very weird to me. I would want nothing to do with that.
Kansas City minus 2.5 at the Indianapolis Colts. It's another one. They're just begging me to take the Colts.
And I'm not taking it at 2.5.
No, I wanted
at
3.
I would take it.
I wanted at 3, but
I have one of my two sites here has Indy plus 3, but it's minus 120. So you're giving up some juice to get it. It's a game that I think it's a really well put together line. I think that sounds about right.
Vegas is on its game here.
Although the Colts played really well last week,
they did, and I expect a better effort out of them. But I think the Chiefs are the better team.
I do too. And the Colts always play better at home, but I just don't. And the other thing is, the Chiefs aren't the kind of team that the Chiefs don't want to get in a shootout,
right?
And if the Colts can get an early lead, you know, they can probably do something decent with it, even with that crappy defense, because the Chiefs aren't going to score fast. That's not what they do.
All right. We'll catch the rest of the games when we come back.
All right. I'm going to tell you about dicks, Fred. You interested in that?
Well, depends on the dick.
Well, there's 10 new stores, Fred. 6 different locations.
That
I don't know
interested
which one's
in.
Nearest you. But Willowbrook Mall is the closest one to me. That's the one I'm interested in. Deerbrook Mall, the Woodlands Mall, I'm interested in that one. We go up there sometimes. First Colony Mall. And then two locations, Katy and Baybrook, are huge locations, huge buildings that actually house 3 different stores, a Dick's, a Field & Stream, and a Golf Galaxy all under one roof. Whatever sport you're into, whatever game you play, whether you're a serious athlete or you're just a hobbyist, they've got you covered. If it's bicycling, snow skiing, hiking, fishing, kayaking, you do yoga, golf, tennis, they've got you covered at these Dick's stores. They're the first of their kind to open in the whole country. They picked Houston to open them up in, and guys, these stores are amazing. I did the grand opening last weekend at Willowbrook, and you're not going to find another sporting goods store like this. To find out more about the new stores here in Houston, check them out online at dicks.com/Houston. That's Dick's Sporting Goods, dicks.com/Houston.
ESPN 97.5.
All right.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Flex says another wiener brings down a Clinton. Didn't really bring down the first one. I don't think it's going to bring down this one either. I don't think people really. All right, we'll get the rest of these, but I have an update not on wieners, but on Egg Roll Gate.
Oh.
As I was talking to Sean on the break.
Uh-huh.
Who, by the way, was nice enough to offer one because he's taking two home.
Yeah.
And I told him, go ahead, man. I walk there, so it's no big deal. And so that was a nice thing he did. But he got two and he took two home. Granado had two. And then he said after about 8 minutes, Granado walked outside and there were 50 egg rolls in there. He confirmed that there were 50. Every single one was gone. Every single one. I have no idea. We don't have 50 people in this building.
I'm telling you, when people smell food, if you don't get it within the first 5 minutes, it's all gone.
It's so funny. You know how many times, how often do the people on that side of the office venture over here?
When there's food.
When there's food. Yeah. That's it.
We never see them otherwise. We have to go over there to talk to them. So just a brief update. Just confirming that there were 50. Because I thought, well, maybe she just decided not to bring as many. No, they brought 50.
No, there was a, I mean, the empty trays, it's a pretty big tray.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a nice looking empty tray.
Yeah.
Kind of makes me wish I had one. All right.
Nice looking empty pizza boxes and barbecue trays.
Yeah, at least AJ got a Blake's Burger.
A lot of good looking empty boxes around this place.
There's still some beans left over there from the barbecue if you want that. They've only been out for 6 hours. All right, let's get back to the NFL lines.
We got some.
Of course, people who just joined us have no clue what we're talking about.
You want
to. Podcastarena.com.
Yeah.
Can we pause this for a second? There's a little bit of breaking news.
Oh, break the news.
It's just coming down. A law firm hired by Baylor to investigate the school's handling of the sexual assault and violence cases.
Yeah.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting today that four of the cases involved alleged gang rapes. And apparently, Art Briles definitively knew about one of them, didn't alert police. So
yeah, I saw that on Deadspin.
Yeah,
was why he was trending.
It says the Journal on Friday quoted Baylor's regents, who detailed for the first time some of the Pepper Hamilton findings. And according to the regents, in at least one case, Briles knew about an alleged incident and did not alert police, did not alert the school's judicial affairs staff or the Title IX office in charge of coordinating the school's response to sexual violence.
But he just made a mistake, AJ.
Yeah.
And he wants
but
a
he
job.
But he did nothing wrong.
Well, I think the ugliest stuff is yet to come from that.
The story led up to it detailed the events that led up to the Briles firing. And the regent said that when Briles was asked what he would have done differently, he broke down and wept. Many board members began to cry as well. He couldn't speak. He was so upset. Art said, "I delegated down, and I know I shouldn't have, and I had a system where I was the last to know, and I should have been the first to know." So, and Ernest Cannon, who's Briles' attorney, quoted scripture and expressed his regrets over the painful situation Baylor was in, but didn't admit the wrongdoing.
So this part, I don't know if you've gotten to this in the article, but Deadspin highlighted this part. In one of the alleged gang rapes, the victim, who also was an athlete, told her coach that she didn't want to go to the police. When notified of the allegation, Mr. Briles told the victim's coach that he hoped she would go to the police, according to people familiar with the matter. One person close to the victim said she viewed Mr. Briles as supportive of her claim. However, Mr. Briles didn't notify the school's judicial affairs office or the Title IX office, these people said. Ugh.
That's just an ugly story. There's no way around it.
And it's also saying that he delegated down and he said he shouldn't have, and I had a system where I was the last to know, and I should have been the first to know.
Yeah, AJ just read that part.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. You just AJ'd AJ.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I even heard me say that.
Yeah.
It's a long story.
Of course it is.
Ah, well, anybody who was saying, well, maybe Art Briles will get another job? Well, probably not.
No.
I guess.
But he delegated down. I wonder, of the coaches who are still there, if that involves some of them, when he says he delegated down. Was that to coaches?
I don't know.
Was that to trainers? Those are things, I guess, that will have to come out. All right, let's get back to the picks so we can blast through these. San Diego +4.5 at Denver. Chargers just beat them a couple weeks ago. I think they'll try to run the same kind of plays. They'll try to run the ball against them. They'll try the short passes.
They'll try to beat the hell out of them with their tight ends.
Yeah, and I think 4.5, I like San Diego here. I might actually play that. And I also am looking at the over 43.5.
I would lean the other way just based on the same reason I like the Patriots against Buffalo. I just think that good teams rarely get swept by division opponents.
Yeah, I just don't think the Broncos are the Patriots.
I don't think so either.
And I love the way the Chargers are playing right now. I don't see them getting blown out. And if they lose, I think it's going to come down to a field goal. And if I'm getting 4.5 points... Okay. Arizona +3 at Carolina. I think if you gave me $1,000 and said bet this game, I would say no thanks, keep your money. I'm a little concerned about Arizona for the same reasons I am Seattle, coming off a tough game. And Carolina has coming off a bye week. But of what I've seen of Carolina, I can't bet them. So I'll take the three with the Cardinals, but I don't feel good about it if you're making me pick one.
Yeah, if I had to pick one, I'd pick the Cardinals too, but I don't want any of it.
Eagles +4 at the Cowboys. Another one, I think the number's right where it should be. I could see this being 24-20 Dallas, which would be over 43.
Yeah, that's a tough one for me too. We've seen Carson Wentz play better on the road than I expected. I thought he was going to struggle every time he went on the road this year, but he's actually done all right most of the time.
They're going to need to – I think they're going to get some pressure on Prescott. I think the way to beat Dallas is you stop the running game and make him beat you, which nobody's really been able to do yet. I think the Eagles' defense is good enough to do that, and I think it'll come down to what Dak Prescott does. And if he plays well, I think the Cowboys win. And then finally, the Monday night game. Here's another one that, man, I have no interest in playing this. Minnesota -4 at Chicago. I think Minnesota's a better team. I think Chicago's just a mess. But 4 points at home on a Monday night's really, really tempting. But Chicago's burned me so much this year. I guess I'll take Minnesota if you make me. I'm not playing it, though.
Yeah, I'm not interested in it either, especially after last week. I guess Jay Cutler's going to be back is what it looks like.
Yeah.
I don't know how much that changed. I mean, I think it changes things a lot compared to Matt Barkley. But
yeah,
is it enough to think that they're going to suddenly stay with Minnesota, who's proven to be a very good team? I don't think so. I was actually hoping for like 6 in this. That's what they're giving me just isn't enough to want it.
Roy says, so since Art cried, it's okay.
Well,
Yeah, that makes everything okay.
And his lawyer quoted scripture, so he's forgiven.
Yeah, must be nice. That's why all those, that's what I used to love about The Sopranos, where they'd go to confession and they do all this really awful stuff and then go to confession and they were okay.
Yeah.
And then the one where Polly's talking about, I think for what I've donated, I should be able to get, fill in the blank. Hey, let's squeeze on this phone call real quick because Chris is no longer with us. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Hey, now.
Hey, I'm actually calling from Virginia, guys. I actually moved up here, getting a job up here helping out veterans. Anyway, so here's my point, is that I really miss y'all a lot. The radio up here sucks. It's all about the Redskins 24/7, even in the morning, evening, daytime, saying how they're the greatest team on earth. And it's pretty bad radio over here. The second thing is, Fred, I know you used to work at Houston Chronicle. I have a friend who used to work at Houston Chronicle named Jody Parker. He was a guy covered in UT gear everywhere. Do you remember him?
No, I don't.
Big bald guy. Anyways, he remembers you, and I just want to say that he actually has cancer right now, so I just want to let you know what's going on with him. He's doing okay, but I just want to, send some prayers out there for him and stuff, man.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear radio sucks up there.
Yeah, that's what you have us
now
for.
You kind of bum me out.
Yeah, I'm kind of...
not going to lie.
But, man, I the name sounds familiar, but... man, I haven't been there. And
he's a big bald guy. You see me every day. It's not as a.
It's 9 years since I was there, and mentally I was checked out for the last year I was there too. So really, it's been 10. But doesn't. I'm sure it'll come to mind at some point. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Houston Cann Academies. Terrific, terrific school. And now that school started, they need your help more than ever. Every day they change lives. They graduate thinkers. They take in kids who have dropped out of other schools, and this is a place where they get a second chance. And these are good kids. These aren't, these are kids who had to get jobs to support their families or had all kinds of things come up that, if not for Houston Cann Academies, they wouldn't have gotten a chance to go to school and finish and then go on to college and do all kinds of great things. So it's a terrific thing that they're doing at Houston Cann Academies. And you can do a terrific thing, too, just by donating. Because more than ever, they need your donation. Now the school started. This is the time to help. Here's what they're going to do. They're going to tow your vehicle free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork, and that donation's tax deductible. And by donation, we mean a vehicle that you're not using anymore. And it can be in whatever kind of shape. Doesn't matter. Maybe you were going to fix it up. Maybe when those floods hit, it got all up in the vehicle and you were going to fix it and you just haven't got around to it, thinking, well, maybe I'll trade it in, maybe I'll sell it for junk. Don't do that. Donate it, because it's tax deductible. When you have, we have to turn in those taxes at the end of the year. It's nice to have a deduction like that. They're going to take cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, RVs, tractors, forklifts, you name it. And if you donate today and tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you're going to get a $50 Visa gift card. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. That's 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid. When I sing along
with you. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This segment with R.J. Bell is brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
A GE factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. And the best part about Friday, 5:30 on Friday, R.J. Bell, founder of pregame.com. Follow him on Twitter at R.J. in Vegas. Mr. Bell, how the heck are you, sir?
You know, I never had thought. That makes a ton of sense, right? So we got Stairway to Heaven, connected to my brand in Houston, which, how can you do better, right? Now, 5:30 Friday, right? It just makes you happy thinking the work week. And that's connected with RJ. I love it.
Yeah, that's the premium time slot, man.
Hey, I appreciate that.
That's why we do it. So let's jump into some of these games. Can we start with the locals here? Because I really want to find some reasons to bet on Detroit, but looking at your notes, it kind of throws me off here. So let's talk about the Lions and Texans.
Oh, I love talking Detroit because I get to say Jim Bob Cooter, offensive coordinator. One of my great – I really don't want to know the guy that says Jim Bob Cooter and doesn't smile, right? So let's start there. Right, that's a smile waiting to happen.
Maybe his wife.
Well, I don't know about that. But here's the thing. What does that even mean?
I'm just saying, maybe she's not all that happy with him.
I'm thinking he's making enough money. That should at least be a good starting point for happiness, right? Yeah. Doesn't mean you're always happy.
But now her last name's got to be Cooter,
she
too.
Also lives in Detroit.
Yeah.
Well, right. You guys are bringing up good points. Now, here's the thing. If you go back 15 games with Stafford, Matt Stafford, 34 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Now, that's about a season. That's one of the great seasons in NFL history, right? At least touchdown and interception-wise. Now, you might say, yeah, but that's arbitrary. Yeah, it has been the last 16 or 15, but that feels kind of arbitrary. And I would say maybe you're right, but here's the thing. Jim Bob Cooter started as OC exactly 15 games ago. So there is with trends, you always want to find a rationale behind them. I think we've got one. Now, here's the downside. Detroit can't really run the ball. Defense isn't that good. They're a team that doesn't do well with success historically. So I'm not anxious to take less than 3. And remember, you guys, there should be a little offense, not offense, but offense when it comes to Houston, because this line being below 3 is saying Detroit's the better team. Typical home field is 3. 2.5 Houston means the market is saying Detroit's better. I'm not sure if that's true, but I'm not anxious to play either side.
Yeah, I do kind of think Detroit is better, mostly because the gap at quarterback is just so massive right now. I mean, the Texans have arguably the worst quarterback in the league, and it's very hard to be a good
team
when you're
that bad at that spot. Well, that's interesting.
So
I was on another show. I actually was on with Stephen A. Smith earlier, and we do a weekly, and I told Stephen, I said, I have to think he's an ESPN guy. If it is, I mentioned it, right? So, and I told Steven, I said, I wonder if Osweiler was a, fifth-round draft choice in his second year playing exactly like he is now. And let me ask you guys, playing exactly like he is now, would you be that disappointed?
If he was starting and playing like this?
Well, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. The difference is you'd be thinking, okay, they've got to get a quarterback in the offseason.
But well, wouldn't you be thinking, oh, he's got the physical tools?
The only tool he has, RJ, is he's tall. We figured this out. His arm is average. His accuracy is below average. He's just tall. He looks like he should be really good. That's how he's suckering everybody.
Well, he's got the cash, right?
He does. He does have that.
Let me ask you a question. I read, and I don't remember if this is exactly right, and I'm sure you guys have the inside knowledge, How much due diligence did Houston do with this signing? Did I read that they didn't even meet?
Well, they couldn't. That's part of the free agency.
Restricted free agent.
Yeah, as
you can't meet a free agent?
No.
Ever?
No.
Even once it starts?
Once it starts, you can, but they obviously had the deal in place, but the coach hadn't talked to
him. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. They chose to say, listen, for an advantage to get him, we're willing to have this uncertain. It's almost like a company saying, you can buy the company, but you can't look at our books, and it's the right of the buyer to say, hey, I'm fine with that, right? So in a way, that's an indictment, right? I mean, are you so – especially at that number, I could get if somehow they could sign him at a bargain. You might say take a flight, you know, like buy a house on the internet that seems to be, you know, lower priced by 30%. At least you're getting value for the uncertainty. Why do you pay a premium and you have uncertainty?
RJ, because I've got it's a very simple answer. This is a stupid-ass organization. They're running down here. That's why.
what's the thoughts on O'Brien? Because O'Brien at Penn State, I mean, there was a real sense a year and a half ago, one of the up-and-coming coaches in football. It feels like that's switching a little bit.
He's just mediocre, man. And that was what he did at Penn State. What he really did was keep kids from leaving off a very talented team and won a few games. But this whole quarterback whisperer thing, you coach Tom Brady, so that makes you a quarterback genius? I'm pretty sure I could coach Tom Brady. And I haven't seen it. And his offense has not been impressive since he's been here. So I'm not impressed.
You know, it's interesting. A former GM, not on ESPN, so I won't mention the name, has said a good bit on different segments I've listened to that there's really not 32 guys in the world qualified to be NFL coaches.
Or quarterbacks, for that matter.
Yeah, and you know, if you can have a qualified coach, if you can have a qualified quarterback, I mean, listen, this is an example where Vegas is so contrarian to the mainstream media is when it comes to Coach McCoy at San Diego. I mean, Vegas considers Coach McCoy to be a top 10 coach, and he was, you know, by most accounts, one game away, that Denver game, to be fired. So, you know, you really look at the with San Diego specifically, at their depth problems at receiver. I mean, it is the kind of thing that would cause a team potentially to go 2-14. And what McCoy's done and what Rivers has done, I think the narrative needs to be San Diego is overperforming to even have been in those early games that they lost, you know, late. And then, you know, now they've won some games. So I'm actually pro San Diego right now.
So how do you feel about them against the Broncos?
I think the line is accounting for that. I mean, look at this. I think, again, Vegas is always telling you a story, right? What by the line. And what are we seeing now? 4.5?
Yeah.
Right? So home field is 3? So you're saying on a neutral, San Diego is a 1.5-point underdog to Denver?
Well, and
the market has shown massive respect for San Diego.
What I was saying, and what I kind of I feel the same way about New England this weekend. Usually, good teams don't get swept by lesser division opponents, and they're both in that sort of revenge spot this week. So I just have a good feeling that New England, and obviously with Tom Brady, it's going to be a totally different game. But I feel like New England and Denver are both going to have pretty good performances this week.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised, but there is a stat in the Denver game to consider. Last 13 times Denver's hosted San Diego, Denver's covered only twice.
Wow.
So you really have a San Diego team at play that's very comfortable in Denver. Now, with the Patriots, love the Patriots. Might be my best bet of the week. And you know me, years now, I don't lay on the road too often and lay the points on the road too often. But there's two trends here that just so encapsulate Belichick, the greatness, in my opinion, of Belichick. One is with revenge. You mentioned not losing that second time. Is revenge used to be this huge factor when it comes to handicapping in the 80s and 90s. It's kind of gone by the wayside because coaches don't think like this anymore as much, but Belichick does. When you revenge, by definition, is the team beat you the last time. When you have revenge within division, Belichick, 18-3 against the spread. So you beat him once and you're in that division, he's going to get you the next time. And really, he won even more of those games because obviously he's not an underdog too often. But even the spread, he's covered 18 out of 21. The second one, road favorites, right? Pittsburgh, my team, goes down to Miami, favored by over a touchdown, lays an egg. You think, well, that happens pretty much every week, a fairly big road favorite. when Belichick is favored by 5 points or more, so a fairly big road favorite, he is 35-2 straight up. 35-2.
Wow.
66% against the spread. So that we've got revenge. We've got a road favorite in a spot that Patriots typically do well. And then we've got Rex Ryan playing cute with Belichick after that shutout. I expect a blowout.
One game that I'm very interested in, and I want to see if the number gets to three, is the Saints getting 2.5 at home against the Seahawks. I wonder about the Seahawks coming off a really grueling overtime game on Sunday night. I know a lot of those players on defense were beat up. Some of them were out there for 100 plays. Is that a game that you'd have any interest in?
Yes, at three especially. And I just want to speak to the listeners for a minute. You know, obviously you guys are super popular. You know, ratings are great in town. I don't know if most of your listeners understand how much you guys understand about sports betting, because I do a lot of radio spots and you guys are probably number one when it comes to the knowledge.
Hey, now.
No, I'm serious. I'm not saying number one in other ways. I'm saying number one that if someone had to bet my bankroll when I was on vacation, I'd want it to be this show. I will say that. And that's sincere. But you touched on the key point. Seattle is tired. Typical NFL teams defend, so their defense, 64 plays a game this season. Seattle defended 90, so 40% more. Defense fatigue, no doubt. They were on the road last week, then back to Seattle. Now they're on the road again. They're playing the fourth fastest offense in the NFL, New Orleans, so that fatigue could be exploited, and a 10 a.m. Pacific body clock start time. I mean, this is going to be one of those games that you listen to the post-game press conference and it's going to be, man, we were tired. And in hindsight, we're going to say it was hard to imagine. We thought Seattle could really be competitive. I wouldn't. Now, listen, there's no such thing as a lock, right? I would not be shocked if the Saints won this game by double digits.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Because if I'm right about the fatigue, it could just be, you know, because, again, when you're tired and you let's just say Saints get up 14 in the third. Most of the time, Seattle's going to be inclined to fight back. You know, they may or may not be successful. They're going to try hard. Sometimes you're going to just take a breath and say, we can't. You know, we don't have any gas left. So for those that are a little more sophisticated, I would look to bet the halftime line in certain spots against Seattle. Or in some places, you can bet the second half line. The distinction is halftime line is it's halftime, real time, and now they put up a line and you bet it based on what happened in the first half. A second half line you can actually bet before the game starts.
Yeah, one of these days I want to sit down and talk about when to bet second half lines and spend some time on that when we're not late in the segment, because I think there's a lot of value in play when you get to halftime of a certain game playing that line.
You know, one of our best guys, NFL best guy, Steve Fezzik, right? The Super Contest is the World Series of Poker of sports betting. He's the only guy to ever win it twice. He works for us. We put his power ratings up. We do our dream pod with him, 1 hour talking NFL. I tweet that out at RJ in Vegas. And one of the things that he is the best at is how to bet an opinion. Because there's handicappers. That's how you create an opinion. And then there's bettors, which is how do you bet the opinion. Both of those skill sets are vital. A guy like Billy Walters, who is world famous, biggest sports bettor of all time, he never handicapped a game in his life. He was a guy that knew when and how to bet, and that's how he was so successful. So there's actually two skill sets.
RJ, one more before we let you go. I took the Indians plus 165 before the series started. I thought there was value
I don't
there.
Want that ticket.
Now it's plus 200.
Yes.
At 1-1. Am I dumb to hit it again if I'm still feeling the Indians? Is that a silly thing?
Listen, the fact you have the first ticket or not, unless it's an amount of money that, you know, like let's say your bankroll was, let's just use a round number, 100,000. And if you had 30K on the Indians, one, that would have been a huge mistake to start with. Well, you wouldn't want any more. Typical bankroll management, let's say you want to put 2% on it. If you end up saying, I want to go 2-4, it's probably not the end of the world, you know. So what I would say is this. There's three reasons why I think Chicago is a good fade here. One is I think they're fatigued. I'm sorry, I said fatigue so much. I think that the pressure is on them. And here's what I mean. Imagine if there was a 7-game series between the Indians and the Cubs in the middle of the year, right? I know there's not, but let's just say there was. I think the Cubs' chance of winning 4 of 7 of those is significantly better than 4 of 7 in this World Series. Because imagine they're imagine it's the seventh inning, they're up by one in the deciding game. You don't think they're going to have about the most pressure any athletes
ever.
So I think, one, that's not being accounted for. Two is I think there's so much exposure on the Cubs because of all the future betting that the books want Indians action, so they're jacking up the Cubs, trying to deter people from betting them in the games or the series because they want more Indians action. And lastly, I think in general, there's just so much love for the Cubs. They're such a public team. They're getting bet more than they should be. So there's a lot of reasons I think the Cubs are inflated. So I would be inclined to take the Indians in any game or any series point and think you're probably getting at least a little bit of value.
Good to hear.
All right, RJ. Great stuff, man. This segment always goes by way too fast. We will look forward to talking to you again next week, buddy.
You know, I thought that one was particular. I thought we touched on some high-level stuff, and then we snuck in some details.
Yeah, and I almost got in a joke about you laying things on the road.
But, well, I caught. See, I blocked you. Let's say that.
Well
Thanks,
played,
guys.
Sir.
Thanks.
See you later. All right. We take a quick break here. And when we come back, we will have the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. But first, tell the people about
Allied Outdoor Solutions. And guys, you want to spend more time in your backyard. The weather's sure nice. You want to get out there and enjoy it. Call the pros at Allied Outdoor Solutions to help your backyard step its game up. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed out patio, or your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay, which gives you the superior look of real stone over the top of your existing surface for way less money. It's trialed, hand-carved, custom-colored for your place, so it looks great. It's very durable, twice as strong as concrete, and they stand behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects. They can help you with your other outdoor needs, whether it be an outdoor kitchen, a patio cover, a fire feature, a water feature. They do it all at Allied. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay and get the look and feel of real stone for less money from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
This segment with R.J. Bell was brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
Visit AcceptanceAppliance.com for all your home appliance needs.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Cowboys Eagles Sunday Night Football, 7 p.m. on ESPN 97.5, presented by Berryman Automotive Products.
And we are back on the Blitz. Halloween is coming. You get a new puppy, and your best friend is known as a puppyzilla in the neighborhood. Turn your little monster into a prince with a little help from Man's Best Friend at ESPN 97.5. We're giving away a $250 gift card to Man's Best Friend to help turn your doggy disaster into a companion. Log on to ESPN975.com to enter or come by any of our station events for your chance to win. Your gift card can be used for obedience training, protection training, doggy daycare and boarding. Man's Best Friend is your answer. And by the way, sorry, didn't mean to interrupt your woof woof. And Cowboys fan, guess what? Cowboys versus Eagles right here on the station Sunday, right after Packers-Falcons. It's a pretty good 1-2 punch. Good job, John. Pat yourself on the back. All right, Julian was quoting RJ, says, if the Blitz, if they went out of town and left my bankroll to someone, it would be this show. Awesome. RJ has seen us in action in Vegas.
Yeah.
And I think the last time we went to dinner with him was when we were just on a tear. We were winning everything. That's when I hit that huge trifecta at Remington Park and then had won like 3 out of 4 poker tournaments.
Yeah.
So
That was also during college basketball season.
Yeah, and you were just mashing college basketball. It was one of those.
It was a good time.
Yeah, he was just looking at us going, oh, okay, you guys are pretty good.
Now you got to convince him to leave his bankroll with you guys next time you go.
Well, I'm okay with my own bankroll. We're good. We got our own bankrolls. We're fine. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
AJ, I'm going to break some ladies' hearts here. I mean, not me personally, because I mean, who would care, right? J.J. Watt apparently has a new girlfriend.
Yeah.
And do we know how to pronounce her name? She is a Houston Dash player.
No.
I don't know.
I've never heard of her.
No, neither have I.
And she's very hot. But
he could do better, huh?
Well, I mean, he could do more.
Hotter.
He could do more famous.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, not just that, but like he could get a better earner.
Well, yeah, but see, this is important, AJ, because this
goes... What's her salary with the Dash?
Wait, before we do that, I want to tell you something. This is why this is important, because what did we say about improving U.S. soccer? We need to breed better, right?
That's true.
So you breed J.J. Watt to a really, well, I guess, okay soccer player. This is how the breeding system works. This is how we create a guy who's going to go out there and be the next Ronaldo or the next Messi. We're going to have little JJ, soccer god. I like it.
I think it's Kalia Ojai.
Okay.
I'm watching a video, and they're pronouncing her name Kalia Ojai.
Okay, so apparently her sister is married to Brian Cushing.
Oh, okay.
That explains the thing.
That's how the hookup happened.
Yeah. Cushing's
wife is hot, too. That's good.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, I think she's pretty hot. I mean... Is she really famous? No, but I don't think she's a bad get for JJ. Well, JJ can have whoever he wants, let's be honest.
Right.
She's apparently blind in her right eye.
Really?
Yeah. I'm reading these, I guess all these articles coming out from theheavy.com, these 10 things that you should know about her. And number five is Ojai is blind in her right eye.
God, that's got to be tough to be like a professional athlete like that.
Man, especially playing soccer, man, I mean, if you can't see one side of the field,
yeah,
it's got to be rough. She's named after a beach in Hawaii where her father is from. Played soccer at North Carolina. And I guess she was really good. Second pick overall in the 2014 National Women's Soccer League. Is that good?
I would say that sounds good.
She has an endorsement deal with Puma. That's not so good.
Well,
it's a deal, right? But she admitted that there is a relation.
You can't find women's soccer salaries online.
They don't make much, man.
I want to know what kind of money this chick's earning.
I would think that. Well, a lot of them were living with Jeff Van Gundy because they don't pay him that much.
Yeah,
they had to have a place to live. So
it has to be like five figures.
No, oh, not Lord. Five figures.
It's gonna be like 25,000, right?
Listen to this. The National Women's Soccer League is that that's what the Dash are in?
I think so. I mean, don't ask me when
they have a $265,000 salary cap per team.
How many players are on that? So we need Jong to do some Asian math for us.
That means a top salary of about $37,000 a year and as little as $6,000 a season for some.
God, that's brutal. That's brutal. So no wonder they have to live with somebody.
Wow. But, I mean, listen,
that's why a lot of them have to have other jobs and stuff like that.
Of course, and I always say the same thing about the WNBA. Like, it's unbelievable that there's women in the WNBA making six figures because it's not a product that people buy. So, like, when I heard those WNBA players complaining about their salaries, it's like, dude, you're lucky you're getting to do this at all. Like, if you were looking to make millions of dollars, you should have been, I don't know what you should have done, but if you were looking to make big, big dough, you should have been a doctor or something because... Women's sports just doesn't make money in this country unless it's tennis. And yeah. I guess like the chicks that are good enough to be on the national team, they can make some extra dough. That's where the big money is, I guess. Like, yeah, if you can
Vincent
get on that.
Said she just got called up to the U.S. women's national team.
Well, good for her.
Yeah. So
maybe that's why JJ's dating her now. She's not making $6,000 a year anymore.
Apparently Glenn had her on earlier and didn't break the story. This was
Glenn won't ask questions like that.
No, he won't.
Honestly, this is something that's ridiculous. The National Women's Soccer League, the $265,000 salary cap per team, it costs less to run the Houston Dash than it does to run our radio show. That's unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't think of it.
That is unbelievable.
Wow.
So this was from the Two Up.
We should charge season ticket prices podcast. Or something.
Yeah, we should.
You guys are going to have to pay $100.
Yeah, if you want to listen to the Blitz from now on. Go ahead, Jog.
So this is her from Two Up Front Podcast.
What's the rumors with J.J. Watt?
Well, the rumors are true. We are dating.
Oh, okay.
But I've known J.J. for a really long time. And we've always been great friends. I'm really proud of him with everything he's been going through. But it's been pretty crazy with all the rumors.
Well,
how big is she?
I don't know. She's got to be fairly solid. She's a soccer player. They're usually in good shape, man. She can probably handle it. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, I'm just thinking.
Break her
5 foot five.
Mm. She's what?
5 foot five.
Ooh. I bet she's stout, though.
I bet she's like a 125 tops.
But I bet it's a muscular 125.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I mean, I still don't know if that would handle JJ, but. All right.
Also, how old is she? Like
24? Yeah. Well, he's still pretty young.
How old's he?
25.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's younger than I was picturing. Mm. I don't know why.
It's all right. He's
27.
27? That's all right. That's 3 years.
Yeah, that's not bad. I don't know why I was thinking he's like 29, 30.
He'll figure out when he gets to 29 or 30 that he needs to go like younger every 3 years.
Dude, I really think once he gets healthy and gets back on the field, he's going to try to upgrade.
See, when she said they've been friends for a long time, I bet she was just waiting her turn as he went through all these others. Soccer Bilal says, I feel like I should be breaking the story. Yeah, you probably should have. All right, quick.
He should have been breaking the story that women's soccer league teams have a $265,000 salary cap.
Yeah.
For a whole team.
That's incredible.
Wow.
That's an interesting fact you brought up about the show being more expensive.
Good Lord. You're professional sports. Well, there you go.
All right, we're way late for a break. We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.